Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Down four goals coming into the final period. The Panthers rally to tie it and win in a shootout. A
couple soft goals, so can't be too satisfied.
Tuukka Rask, he sucks.
Dale Arnold.
Actually, yeah, for a long time. Yeah, me and Russ have been talking about it for a little while behind the scenes.
And it's been a blast. Gonna miss you.
Rich Key.
My girl. Ooh.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Wiggy the Wiggler. Ricky Snails Jones.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I struggled to even get out of bed and show up here this morning.
Oh, Dale,
after
you made it in.
Last night.
You made it in after whatever it is you call that last night.
Started off good.
Started out great.
For a while.
Started off
kind of a house of fire.
I know. And by the way, I appreciate the fact that Mutt, you know, was very concerned about my health and well-being last night.
Of course he was. He's looking out for
when
you.
When the lights went out, you know, and it was a little weird.
Too bad they didn't go out earlier.
Or as, right. As Tuukka said, it's too bad they didn't go out in Game 7 last
year.
Yeah,
good point.
And then just stayed out for a while. We'll get to the Bruins at the bottom of the hour, and we've got a lot of thoughts on all of that.
The old adage is, in hockey, the toughest lead to hold.
That 4-0 lead.
Yeah. Really tough to hold
I
on
thought
to
it was
one.
2-0, but...
No, it's 4. No, it's 4 goal lead, really tough to hold.
So, Wiggy, have you got anything left to say about Colin Kaepernick after you just vented your spleen on the Greg Hill show?
Don't be afraid to say,
hey, I'll tell you what I think in a few minutes.
Dale, I could do a Christian Fourier 25 hours nonstop.
Yeah, when does your 25-hour marathon begin?
It's pretty much going on every week now.
You got to do overlaps with all the shows. That's a good point.
Every show, you know, I'm told you, I'm trying to work. They don't pay me around here.
I do not believe that Colin Kaepernick has much of a chance to play in the National Football League. Again, I've said, a guy who's been out of the league for almost 3 years, it's tough to get back in and do what you do. But boy, is he getting screwed by the National Football League right now.
This thing is such a sham. Like, just the obvious.
So
like, when you first look at it, like, this couldn't be more of a dog and pony show. First of all, tomorrow night, Thursday, starts week 11. In the league, right? So week 11, how many teams are like, hey, let's grab a quarterback here in week 11? Doesn't happen. And you're holding a workout on a Saturday?
On a Saturday. That's a travel day for most people who don't know how it works in the NFL. Teams that are playing on the road travel. And then obviously the home teams are not traveling. But still
what they're doing is checking into a hotel with their team.
And they're still preparing for the game.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then so
the day before the game.
Coaches and GMs aren't exactly free on Saturdays.
No.
Right?
If it was a Tuesday.
Tuesday maybe. Yeah, Tuesday when they work out players. And a lot of players get worked out. And a lot of times it's guys we've never heard of and it's not even a story.
Right.
And they're kind of in and out. And they're just making sure that, hey, if we want to update the practice squad. And like, well, Patriots update the practice squad all the time. It's not really breaking news or anything, but guys come in, you work them out, you see who's available, and
we just saw the Colts do it. The Colts worked out a bunch of kickers.
Yeah, they had, and you know that happens around the league, but on a Saturday.
So just to be clear about what happened yesterday, Colin Kaepernick is informed by the National Football League that there will be a workout this Saturday in Atlanta at 3:00. He doesn't have a choice on time, place,
right.
And he has 2 hours to answer to the NFL about whether he'll be there. Now, his agent legitimately says, well, can we do this on a Tuesday?
Right.
Yeah, when teams work guys out. It's players' day off. Yeah. Coaches would be available. GMs would be available. Adam Schefter this morning talked about the whole Tuesday-Saturday thing.
It's not realistic. So the Kaepernick camp said, well, why can't we do it on a Tuesday, which is the standard workout day in the NFL? Typically, teams work out players on Tuesday, not just on Tuesday, but that's the predominant day in which teams work out players. And the NFL said, no, Saturday in Atlanta. And they said, well, what about a week from Saturday? So we could send out some notice and have a little time just to get tuned up. And the NFL said, this Saturday. And so that's the plan. Now, Colin Kaepernick tweeted out, looking forward to Saturday. Can't wait to see all the NFL head coaches and GMs there. What do you think he's doing there?
he's being very sarcastic.
Of course, he knows right.
He knows there won't be coaches and GMs there. And even if there are teams, the reports are that there have been teams who have expressed some interest in Colin Kaepernick. What kind of position is he in? Where's he at? What's going on? And Damian Woody's got an interesting Keith Spiracy here.
All right, let's hear it.
That there are teams who would like to work out Colin Kaepernick, but they don't want to take the PR hit.
Okay.
So what the NFL is doing is setting up this sham workout thing so that they can see him, they can work him out, but they don't have to take the hit for it.
But wouldn't they still take the hit? Like, if you found out, because not all 32 teams will be represented.
You'll know which teams are going to show up.
Yeah, some media member is going to go down there and say, these five teams were there. Wouldn't they get the same...
Yeah, they would still do. That's why I went on the crossover with Greg Hill.
Yeah.
I was kind of halfway joking when I made the reference. It's like, hey, boy, come down here and throw some footballs. It's like, okay, boss, you want me to throw footballs? I'm kind of halfway joking, but when you start to peel this onion back and you start to look how they're treating this guy, show up here on Saturday. What time? 3 o'clock. What is it, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, three o'clock. Yeah.
The Florida and Auburn game, I mean, the Georgia and Auburn game is at 3:30.
An hour and a half away from Atlanta.
Right. Which all the scouts are going to be.
That's where the scouts will be.
Yeah. We want you in Atlanta at some high school in the middle of nowhere, showing up there on a Saturday, which is college football day.
Yes, it is college football day everywhere.
It also is, like we talked about, a day before it's the travel day for teams that are traveling. It's the day before NFL games. So people are doing that. And now you're setting and you're telling this guy, no, you can't. Why can't you do it on a Tuesday?
I don't know.
They didn't give an answer. They just said, nope, it's Saturday.
That's why it goes back to my half joking. They want complete control over everything that goes on. And
can
they want to
another question, and maybe this is a dumb question to ask the NFL.
It's no dumb question.
Why wasn't this done in April?
Wouldn't
you do it before the draft and like
June,
during free agency or during like that period?
Well,
or June or July or August, like even during camp, like when teams are having play.
It's week very 11? Simple. Why?
Why is the NFL
it's
doing this
simple.
Now?
It's what I've said about the Antonio Brown situation, and there are certain guys that they do this with. They want the control. And you spoke. You said what are we going into week 11?
11.
How many guys get signed? Quarterbacks get signed in week 11 to come in and play.
Like almost none. Just like, so when Jimmy Garoppolo got traded a few years ago at the trade deadline, that was a surprise because quarterbacks normally don't get traded at the deadline because what are the chances a quarterback can just get plopped into a place and succeed? We say, oh, it's hard enough for a receiver to pick up the offense. Now you need the quarterback to learn a whole new offense. So quarterbacks don't get traded. Quarterbacks, or during the season, I mean, and quarterbacks don't, like the free agents get picked up unless it's emergency. And unless it's like three guys get hurt.
And most guys get picked up if they want complete control, because what happens is most guys that do get picked up off the street, most quarterbacks have familiarity with that system. Maybe they were in training camp or that kind of
thing.
They
used to play for that coach or that offensive coordinator.
You brought it up. Here we are, week 11. What do we know about almost in week 11? We kind of know where everybody stands.
100%.
So if a team is out, they don't really need Kaepernick. They'd rather say, listen, we got Ryan Finley, who we drafted in the seventh.
He's a rookie. You want to
see what
him.
He looks
you
like.
You want to see him.
So it comes down, you ask the question why. It's because they want to be able to control the players. That's it.
So here's what the league announced.
Yeah.
They announced that the workout begins at 3.
Okay.
The interview is at 3:15. Measurements, stretching, and warm-ups are next.
They measure them now?
Timing and testing at 3:50.
What are they measuring them for?
Quarterback drills at 4:15. Now, there's two things about this announcement. Two things. One, nobody told Colin Kaepernick there were going to be interviews.
Oh, my God.
They didn't bother to say to Colin, hey, just so you know, teams want to talk to you.
Right.
Now, he may well be willing to do that, but my point is, wouldn't you sort of lay that out? Two.
You might want to work together with
you
him.
You know
on
what
this.
Pro days are like, Wiggy.
Right. Timing and testing.
Who's running this pro day?
Yeah, right.
I mean, usually what you have is, like, if they're working out offensive
Kaepernick.
Linemen and Dante's there, quite often they'll say, hey, Dante, can you run some drills here?
Right.
And that happens a lot.
Right.
Who's going to run this?
I told you, it's the Scribini scout that gets the bagels, who's trying to make his way up the ladder. They say, hey, run this thing for us.
I'm curious, because you also, if you're working out a quarterback, you need guys for him to throw to.
time.
I'm curious. Who
no, you. What you do when you don't have guys is you
just
have
coach
the, you have
there?
The Scribini quarterback, the Scribini scout who gets the bagels.
I'll go catch passes. You want to go catch passes?
Yeah, that's
you want to go to Atlanta on Saturday? I'll go catch passes for him.
Maybe I can get a look.
That'll be, they go, look at this guy.
There's got to be five people there, and all the five people will be from the NFL offices.
Unlike you, Wiggy, I'm not that big a Colin Kaepernick fan. I really don't give a damn whether he plays again or not. And I think this guy's getting railroaded.
He's getting screwed. And I also think that it's like the league has finally felt so guilty for blackballing him that they gave in. And they're like, see, but they're going so far to prove that they aren't blackballing him. That even if you were making the argument
they're proving
everybody that they are because they're orchestrating a Saturday workout at 3 o'clock in week 11 and said, all right, you can come in and test, and then see we actually want somebody to sign him, and then when they don't, not our fault, they just he can't hack it, he's not good enough, it's not our fault.
To the texter who doesn't quite get the gist of what we're saying and keeps texting over and over and over,
I wouldn't respond to those people.
How do pro coaches and GMs scout college players? They don't. Pro coaches and GMs won't be available because they've got games the next day.
They have the scouts.
Scouts who would maybe go see this are probably at that Auburn game an hour and a half away.
At some of those other games for sure.
Right.
Now, there are four teams on the bye this week, so their schedules might be a little bit different. But again, Kaepernick's looking to get back in the league. He's hoping that somebody from 32 teams will be there. Well, 28 of them are playing this weekend. So four teams are on the bye. The Packers, Titans, Giants, and Seahawks. And I think was it a year or 2 years ago that the Seahawks had some sort of interest in him? Mm-hmm. You look at all those teams, the Packers clearly have their starter. The Titans have gone to two different guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The Giants have a rookie starter, but now they got to figure out what they're going to do with Eli Manning. I wonder if maybe somebody from those four teams, maybe as a chance, or does Roger Goodell sort of sweeten it too? Because again, they're all cahoots about all this stuff anyway. Does he sort of say to some of those teams, listen, get your coaching assistant down there, put a little Giants visor on, and have him with a stopwatch just so we can really play this sham up a little bit more.
No, what they're doing, it's going to be five or six people from the league office, and,
Plants.
And wherever they are, in the locker room, they're going to say, all right, you take this Cleveland hat. You take this.
They just hand out hats.
They can't pull that off because there will be people who will know who people are.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, they have basically assured that Colin Kaepernick will not get a tryout in front of anybody who matters.
Yeah.
It's so fraudulent. And for them to be like, all right, we're going to be doing the 40-yard dash at 3:28, and then from there we're going to the three-cone drill. Really? If he was going anywhere to do a workout, they wouldn't have Kaepernick run no 40-yard dash. He'd be out there say, hey, listen, we're going to run
it's rigged.
We're going to run a few routes here. Here's what we're going to do. These are the few routes we want to see you throw, this, that, and the other. And then maybe afterwards, it's just, all right.
But, I mean, is the league – I'm still trying to figure out what the point is because
that's
all
the thing.
Of these teams –
I can't figure out why the league
so
is
the
doing
these teams the are allowed can, to enter, – the, these teams could have brought him in
work
at
out
any
for
point,
anybody.
At any time.
See, that's why I think Damian Woody may be – he may be onto something here. And I'll pull a team out of the hat just for the sake of discussion. Atlanta wants to work him out. But they're afraid we're going to catch a lot of crap from our fans if we work him out, if we bring him in here. And Goodell is basically offering everybody cover here. We'll put him in one place at one time.
But if you think,
all the teams can
show
up.
But what about when the team shows up? Don't they catch crap
I think they would catch crap. And then if you're afraid to work him out, then you're not going to sign him.
Well, let me ask you.
Think about it. In that mindset, if you're already if you're worried about the backlash of a workout, what's the backlash of signing him? And oh, by the way, signing him, I don't think the backlash, and maybe it depends on the city, I don't think the backlash would be that bad. In fact, it might go the other way because remember Nike, everybody's like, oh my God, what's Nike doing? What's Nike doing? Oh, I don't know. Their stock's going through the roof, and it was like one of the most profitable marketing campaigns ever.
But
so
do you really believe?
I think the team would probably actually do pretty well pro shop wise if they brought him in.
Do you really believe? Here we are, what? How many years removed from the nailing situation and all?
Three.
Do you really
believe? By the way, in 2017, he told Adam Schefter, if a team signed him, he wouldn't kneel
right,
anymore.
But the point I'm
he would stand for the national
anthem. The point I'm trying to make, do you really believe that this is an issue? This the whole, where teams go, well, we don't want the backlash. That whole...
Well, it's not just the kneeling thing. I mean, let's be honest.
But it doesn't matter, though.
Look, Kaepernick is different.
Socks.
He's different than Michael Bennett.
Wiggy,
he's different than Kenny Stills.
There's more to the package here.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's still... You know how fans are.
Just because you're willing to ignore it doesn't mean owners are.
Well, no. But I think that I'm not talking about owners. I'm talking about their fan base. I think.
Oh, I'm just talking about owners. They're the ones who and I think an owner would tell a GM, I don't care if you do want to work him out. But we're not bringing him.
Wait a second. Michael Bennett has been on three teams. Well, how many teams since the whole Vegas incident?
Yeah,
and since his book of what makes white people uncomfortable
tells you something too,
right? But it does. I'm talking about
bouncing because teams eventually go, you know what?
But I'm not talking about that. They give him a chance, and
right, he's been employed the whole time.
And look at all the things that he said about law enforcement and this and that. So the whole like owners are, oh my god, we're afraid to sign this guy is fraudulent. I understand what Cap did, the whole pig socks and the whole Castro thing, which is stupid. But there have been other players that are still currently playing, and Michael Bennett would be probably the closest comparable to Kaepernick that is just got signed. He not only did he get signed with the Patriots, and nobody brought that up.
They gave an extension to him.
Right? Yeah. He then signed with the Cowboys, and it's not an issue.
I mean, I'm sure that they don't need my advice, but I'm going to give Colin Kaepernick and his representative one piece of advice. If he wants to seriously, you know, and according to Michael Silver, who's kind of the Kaepernick whisperer, he wants to play. That's why he's willing to go through this dog and pony show, hoping some team will give him a chance. But if he wants to really make waves Saturday, I got just the answer for him.
What's that?
Antonio Brown's his receiver. He's got to have somebody to throw the ball to, right?
Yeah. But
Antonio Brown shows up in Atlanta and says, hey, he could also make Kaepernick look really good because he's going to catch everything.
Well, I mean,
any receiver will.
There's no defense, there's no pads.
Yeah, hey, run a 10-yard and a quarterback. You know.
Rich Keefe would be out there snagging Kaepernick
looks really good. Here's what it is. The Kaepernick thing, we know what it is. He's been blackballed. The guy will never play in the league. I don't care. Stop with going to Canada. He can go to Canada and go 50 of 50 and throw for 15 touchdowns in one game.
Do you think Vince McMahon will be there?
Maybe Vince. He's the only one who shows up.
Now, I don't know if they're allowed.
If the NFL is holding this thing,
will they allow
XFL teams show up? My guess is no.
Now, has Kaepernick come out like Antonio Brown and said, no, I'm not going to the XFL because it's rinky-dink? Or has he even made a comment on that or anything?
I haven't heard a word.
I don't think they would want him.
So maybe you get the Seattle Dragons, the New York Guardians, Los Angeles Wilds.
Yeah, yeah, get them down
there. Those are the teams that are going to...
They need a quarterback.
Those are the teams that are going to show up.
They need somebody.
The way the NFL is doing this, when you talk about two extremes, right, the whole blackballing.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made this worse is if they would have put this workout on Sunday.
They probably thought about it at
2 o'clock on a Sunday.
They're like, how about Sunday? Like, where's an open stadium? Let's have them go down there at Sunday. They're like, we can't really do that, but how about Saturday? Saturday's almost as bad.
That's my point. As much as we know that, say what you want, they went the extreme opposite and say, what's the worst day we can put this on where anybody that has one brain cell would look and go, wait a second. Besides Sunday, Saturday.
But also, in the history of the league, and as we know, they tell us every Sunday, it's a 100-year history of the league.
Oh, we know that.
Have they ever held...
Gotten anything right?
No, have they ever held...
And this is a great point.
...a workout
I know you're going
for
with.
A player
no.
like this during no. the season nope. and said, hey, everybody, come watch player X?
Nope.
Ever in nope. 100 years?
Nope.
It feels like a guilty conscience or something. They're like, we're going to have a workout for him. It's like, why? You didn't have, like, when T.O. was trying to get back in the league, you didn't give a whole thing for T.O., and that's a guy who actually had a Hall of Fame career.
Now, Schefter wrote about this.
T.O. still wants to play.
T.O. actually might show up. He might have catch a passes.
When Schefter wrote about this earlier today, he said, quote, several clubs have inquired about Kaepernick's current football readiness, and sources told ESPN's Dan Graziano that the workout was also set up in response to a statement by Kaepernick's representatives sent October 10th, saying they had received little to no response from all 32 NFL teams.
Yeah, so you can't say, hey, so many teams want to work them out that we're going to hold one together when nobody actually wanted to work them out. And over the last 2 years, the last game he played was in 2016. So he's missed over 2.5 seasons now. And nobody's worked him out. They've all had a chance to work him out.
And
you
we've
can bring
seen
him in.
Videos of him working out. So all the team's got to do is really go to Instagram. You've seen some videos of him.
All you need to go is log on to your Instagram account, follow Kaepernick. You know he's ready to go.
Right. It's like the readiness and you know, is he ready to play? Guy's been on social media throwing footballs. We know he works out.
Do you think that the league goes one step further and makes a team sign him for the rest of the season?
No.
Would you guys admit this?
That they can't make a team sign him.
Would you admit that the NFL made a team draft Michael Sam?
Felt that way.
I 100% felt like they made the Rams. Was it the Rams?
Yeah, it was the Rams.
In like the seventh round. They didn't want to go through.
But see, that's different, though. You're taking a guy in the seventh round who probably is not going to make your team anyway.
Yeah.
Signing, if you make an owner say, listen, I need you to sign Colin Kaepernick, I could see an owner saying, are you nuts?
No, it is, you're right. It's different, but it's also, if you're willing to, you know, acknowledge that they maybe kind of forced the team or said, hey, we'll give you some special treatment.
Yeah, but if they were going to do that, you know what they would have did? They would have forced the team to sign him in the offseason.
Yeah,
Then you bring him in the offseason, you let him go through training camp, then you can cut him.
Last cut. Yeah, right. You're right.
So now it doesn't look that bad. Hey, listen, just sign him in the offseason. You don't got to pay him money.
I agree.
And then at the last cut, just make him be one of those cut guys.
617-779-7937. I said we were going to talk Bruins at the bottom of the hour, but you guys are all lined up on this Kaepernick thing. We will talk Bruins, I promise. And the epic
Bruins
collapse.
Could use Cap.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they'll give him a workout.
Yeah. So we'll talk. We will get to that later on in the program as well. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us at 1 o'clock, as he always does, on Wednesdays. By the way, Christian Fourier's 25 for 25K begins today at 2 o'clock.
I hope he's sleeping right now. I hope he's
There's
getting,
no way.
He
I heard
seem
you,
to be. He's
I,
on social media all no, over the
that's
place
a mistake.
Today.
That's
but
my
I,
point.
I
that's
heard
such
you
a
yesterday
mistake.
Say yeah. He has to get up. He has to, like, set his day. He's got to drive in. So there's
He's going
to
be awake for, like, 30 hours.
Yeah, he's up.
Easy 30 hours.
Well, Dale said maybe, he did it for 50, so I think Christian.
That's a good point.
But I was a lot younger.
That's true.
Yeah, I but couldn't do it now.
Does Fourier have a driver home, in all seriousness? I think driving home would be a
home.
Mess.
There's no way.
Yeah, they couldn't allow that.
Well, no.
Sleep deprived?
Yeah, that would be.
He'd have to pull over at a truck stop.
He'd have to do something there.
617-779-7937. Right to the calls with you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.